Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, May 27th. Tesla and Ford have announced a partnership in which Ford will add the Tesla plug to Ford electric vehicles. Formerly known as the Tesla Charge Plug, it's now called the North American Charging Standard, and it's taken a huge leap to becoming exactly that. When Tesla announced last year that it opened up its proprietary charging connector to make it the industry standard, at least in North America, we thought it would be a little too late. The only company to announce that they were using the plug was Aptera, which is hardly ready or aimed at the mass market. But in a surprising move, the number two electric car company in the USA has now made the change. Ford is offering an adapter right now, but they write, quote, "In 2025, Ford will offer next-generation electric vehicles with the North American Charging Standard connector built in, eliminating the need for an adapter to access Tesla superchargers." Now, Ford noted that the reliability of Tesla's network is ahead of the competition as one of the main reasons to work with Tesla to facilitate the use of their network for EV owners. This is a win-win for Ford and Tesla. Ford's electric vehicles are much more attractive now because they will be easier to use with the supercharger network. And for Tesla, this will turn the supercharger network into a bigger business. According to industry analyst Jado Dynamics, the Tesla Model Y was the world's best-selling car in the first quarter of 2023. That's the first time that an EV has ever achieved the feat. Last year, the Model Y was the best-selling vehicle in Europe and California, the fourth best in China, and was in the U.S. top 10. Jado Dynamics analyst Felipe Munoz compiled the data for Motor One, showing that the Model Y had 267,200 sales in the first quarter, according to data from 53 markets and projections of estimates for the rest of the world. This put it ahead of the now number two car, which was the Toyota Corolla, at 256,400 sales for the same period. And while we don't know if this placing will continue for the rest of the year, Model Y sales growth has been continually going up, whereas the Corolla sales have been trending slightly downward. And given Tesla's massive price cuts this year on the Model Y, that'll surely make the car more accessible compared to 2022. The achievement is even more impressive given that the Model Y is not available in as many markets and also carries a much higher price tag. Tesla's new and reintroduced Model 3 long-range all-wheel drive has received an EPA-estimated range of 333 miles. For almost a year, Tesla stopped selling its Model 3 long-range all-wheel drive here in the U.S. They started to retake orders for the vehicle earlier this month, and now the official EPA number is in. The range is noticeably lower from the original long-range all-wheel drive, which had 358 miles. This version only gets half of the $7,500 federal tax credit for electric vehicles, which means that the batteries are likely not coming from North America. And by likely, I mean certainly. The lower range could also be an indicator of lithium iron phosphate chemistry, which has a lower energy density than the nickel-based batteries used in other Teslas. Tesla is now listing deliveries for June. Tesla has launched an interesting new offer through its Tesla Electric division, which is 1 year of free home charging to new Model 3 buyers till the end of the quarter. Tesla Electric is currently only available to Powerwall owners in Texas, but the company has plans to expand its products through a new branch. For new Model 3 Texas resident buyers who are eligible and taking delivery of the car by June 30th of this year, Tesla will waive the $30 a month fee for the first year. Now, this is a neat incentive, but not one large enough that we would consider it a demand trigger for Tesla's vehicle division. The narrow scope of customers who might even be eligible for this might not even hear about the perk, unless, of course, they listen to Quick Charge. Tesla has started producing Model Y vehicles with hardware 4.0, a new suite of sensors, and new self-driving computer. The automaker has almost completely integrated the new hardware despite not announcing it yet. Unlike other automakers who wait for a new model year, Tesla implements changes whenever they're ready. The new hardware, which includes a new radar and cameras all around the vehicle, have already been deployed with the Model S and X, which is expected to enable Tesla to improve its self-driving performance over time. Tesla is insisting that it still believes that it will be able to deliver the promise of full self-driving capability to vehicles with hardware 3.0. Nevertheless, this means that the Model 3 is the only vehicle that Tesla has without the new set. Tesla might be waiting for the updated version of the Model 3, which has a codename of Highland, and that is reportedly due out next quarter. A Tesla insider has transferred about 100 gigabytes of data from the automaker and has given it to a German media company, which is now releasing a few details. Handelsblatt, a German media company, broke the news, calling them Tesla files. It reportedly includes private information about Tesla employees and customers, as well as confidential information about Tesla's products and trade secrets from its business partners. The story is still developing, but so far the publication claims that some of the documents show that Tesla is having problems with autopilot and self-driving technology. Rivian has shared some teaser images of its upcoming smaller R2 SUV. R2-based vehicles from Rivian are expected to be more accessible to buyers with a cheaper price and, of course, enable higher volume production, helping to get more EVs on the road and helping Rivian with their primary goal of getting production capacity up. But currently, the R2 isn't slated to release until 2026. The video recently shown is a shorter vehicle under a cover and a still image of the corner of a clay model. During the event, the CEO, RJ Scaringe, said that Rivian has apparently now decided to shelf their plans for the tank turn feature. Rivian decided that this mode would be too destructive to trails and doesn't fit with the company's ethos of being better stewards of the environment. Though Scaringe didn't say anything about the front digging mode, which is another somewhat simple version of the tank turn which Rivian has patented. The first customer edition of the dual-motor R1T electric truck from Rivian's in-house designed Enduro drive unit has rolled off the production line at the company's factory. Currently, Rivian buys motors for its quad-motor powertrains from an external supplier, but the in-house designed Enduro drivetrain should help the company significantly reduce costs, among other things. Rivian says that deliveries of the dual-motor vehicles will start next month in June, starting with both the R1T and R1S, dual-motor large pack configurations. The base model standard pack vehicles won't start delivery until 2024. The new dual-motor variants cost $8,000 less than the current quad-motor powertrain, which brings the base price of an R1T down to $73,000. And that puts it under the $80,000 MSRP cap for the U.S. EV tax credit. So we expect to hear about some significant sales boosts for Rivian. Hyundai Motor Group and LG Energy Solutions just announced that they will build a $4.3 billion EV battery plant in the state of Georgia. The two companies will 50-50 own the venture, and it will be built in Bryan County, south of Savannah. It'll be adjacent to Hyundai Motor Group's Meta Plant America, which is currently under construction. The annual production capacity of Hyundai and LG's new plant is at 30 gigawatt hours, and will be able to support the production of about 300,000 EVs every year. Construction will start in the second half of 23, and battery production is expected to start at the end of 25 at the earliest. Despite Hyundai vehicles not qualifying for the full tax credit upon purchase, a recent update to the Internal Revenue Service allows foreign assembly models to bypass the law if the vehicles are leased. The automaker says that EV leases are climbing as buyers are taking advantage of the loophole. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Robert Biggs says, "Go Tesla, woohoo, Musk a tier, Elon Musk for king of the world, Mars bound, woohoo." Well, Robert, thank you for expressing your enthusiasm. Elon Musk draws a lot of attention, both good and bad, and it seems that they are an equal part. For everyone that is on board for a trip to Mars, there is someone else who is clawing at his heels, largely for personal reasons. The most succinct description that I've heard of Elon Musk is that he is a magnet that attracts talent to his goals. To me, that was made clear at the latest Investor Day event. At many other events in the past for Tesla, Musk is either alone on stage or sharing it with just one person at a time. But at Investor Day, Tesla showcased the vibrant leaders of the whole company. To me, the most important thing that Musk can do for Tesla, in the long run, is to replace himself in a smooth fashion. Because the weight of his lofty interplanetary goals are far too great to be bogged down by running some paltry car company. Even if it is the most profitable car company. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.